post-status excerpt each week, about 15 minutes. No open letters posted to rival CEOs on the internet. And at least one newsworthy topic and how it relates to the WordPress community. And one great sponsor, like Yoast. SEO is for everyone. That's what Yoast believes. So the Yoast SEO Premium gives you 24/7 support and extra features like internal linking, social previews, a redirect manager, ooh, that sounds nice, tutorial videos, and integration with Google Webmaster Tools. So come on, get on board today with Premium SEO Plugin for WordPress, Yoast. Go to poststatus.com/Yoast. So by the time this episode goes live, you might have already gotten the PostStatus newsletter in your inbox. So here's a couple of things that I found interesting that are inside that newsletter that are worthy of mentioning if we're talking about WordPress news this week. Deborah Edwards Honoreau shows how you can enable the classic editor in WordPress.com, but there's something more to the story here. It's not the how, it's the why she brought it up. And apparently there was a change recently on WordPress.com that disabled or hid the classic editor for many people. It was part of an overall update, and there was some concern. Some people apparently didn't get the memo or didn't get the blog post. So you can go ahead and read that in the newsletter. There's a couple of links and a response from WordPress.com's PR department on that. It actually goes to show how important the classic editor still is to people who use WordPress.com, so I found that interesting. WordPress market share hits an even 41% recently, according to W3 Techs. And that's impressive because it gained that 1% market share just over like the past month and a half. So outside of some respectable growth from Shopify, basically, though, all the other CMSs, open source or closed, including Wix, have seen relatively flat growth since the start of the year. So WordPress is still showing some amazing growth when you look at it from a market share standpoint. Chris Lemma, that man has been on a tear with his blog recently. I need whatever medication he's on because his latest post was a real winner. It was an informative post if you're particularly looking for a WordPress form plugin. So he sat down and he created the same form and compared them across multiple form plugins. So I believe it was Fluent Forms Pro, Formidable Forms Pro, Gravity Forms, Happy Forms, Ninja Forms, WP Forms, and WS Form Pro, all of those. And he does a comparison. So if you're interested in a form plugin, take a look. Or maybe you already have a preference and you want to see how it stacks up, according to Chris. WP Media, so those are the people that make WP Rocket, Imagify, and Rocket CDN, announced this week that they are joining Group.one. Which is a parent entity of several brands, including One.com, which is one of the largest web hosts in Scandinavia, apparently. So if you use WP Rocket or those other products I just mentioned, you may want to check out the link in the newsletter and see what the future lies for those products and the company. Gutenberg 10.4 was released this week with features like block widgets in the customizer, enhancements to the site editor, improvements to rich text placeholders, and bug fixes. WordCamp Europe 2021 has announced its dates. Mark your calendars if you haven't already. It's June 7th through 10th. As I am talking right now, WordCamp Greece is happening tomorrow on April 16th. It's free and open to the public. And also a reminder that the Speak Up Black Speakers and WordPress Workshop from WP Engine is kicking off on June 5th, and there is links to all of these in the newsletter. Speaking of links, we have a number of links for podcasts this week, a wide variety. We are featuring links as of now to The Matt Report, Women in WP, WP Coffee Talk, Unemployable, that's the podcast name, not me after this reading, Changelog, and Under the Radar. So, and if you think there's an interesting podcast for PostStatus listeners out there, ping in Slack or Dimension Media on Twitter before cancel culture gets me there. But anyway, let's switch gears and talk to Corey about our topics this week. It's been a rough week. I got my first shot.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, okay. That's, everything's a contest with you. That's okay.
Do you have any, did you have any symptoms, bad symptoms with the vaccine?
No, just it's sore on the impact site. I don't know if that's the medical term, but that's all it is. Otherwise, I'm feeling fine.
So anecdotally, just off subject, but on subject, a lot of people I've talked to that have had it, if you had COVID before, I've anecdotally, I can only tell you because I did have COVID back in September. It feels like some, like a percentage of what you dealt with. So some of the people I've talked to said, yeah, they had bad headache. For me, it was like loss of energy. But I'm glad to hear that you got your shot.
Oh, we'll wait for the sequel because there's one more coming in a month.
Yeah, for sure. Not to scare anybody at all. I'm a big proponent of going ahead and getting this one for sure.
Oh, yeah. Add it to my collection. Speaking of collections, you have a number of things that you have attended and are attending, collecting them all in a row. Tell me about them because your life is more exciting than mine.
Okay, so there's something coming up with GoDaddy Pro. My good friend, Adam Warner, who I've had the pleasure to really work more closely with in the last year, has been vital in putting on this conference called Expand 2021 at GoDaddy. And basically for those that do web work, like people at PostStatus.
Yeah, just like
you
us.
Can find, yeah, exactly. You can find a thread, Twitter thread, where he talks about it. It'll be in this week's newsletter, but I'm pumped. It's April 27th, my birthday, and April 28th. Each day has 3 hours of sessions powered by GoDaddy Pro, presented by GoDaddy Pro. And I know they've went through a rebrand over there. And so I'm excited just because Adam is a WordPress, like inner circle contributor, and just a all around good, great guy. So anything he's involved with, I definitely want to talk about. But the next one, I just met somebody, Dan from our team introduced me to her, Natasha from websiteplanningpro.com. Okay. David, you've done your fair share of client work back in the day, right?
Oh, hell yes. I mean, yes.
So I started my career back in, actually before 2006. 2006 when I actually was doing web work, somehow being paid for it, you know, and it was side gigs, freelance work. Mm-hmm. But I remember the days of scoping projects and scope creep and misaligned expectations and all that. Natasha is going to be doing a webinar interview with me May 4th to talk about why she thinks you should get paid for discovery work. It was so compelling when she first said it. She's very passionate about it. And she created this tool called websiteplanningpro.com that is like 90 questions to flesh out what you need in your website. And so it's a paid product, by the way. But when you go through it, you basically get the scope that you can go and get it, your website redesign or website project quoted. And reminded me of a developer I knew in Oklahoma City who had a similar software type scoping thing that you could pay for. And you took his scoping documents and can go have it bid anywhere. And as someone on this call or this podcast today, that is not the developer. That's super cool from a client perspective, but also the person taking the work. So I'm excited to have her on May 4th at PostStatus.
As a developer, I can tell you, I mean, as developer and freelancer, of course, then like you are your own boss. So that has some pros and cons, but I mean, you think you have everything planned out and then scope creep comes along. And you can say, oh yeah, I can handle it. It's no big deal. That's definitely not, if you care about your long-term mental health, that's not something that you definitely want to take on too much of. So you definitely want to get in front of that as much as possible. And 90 questions seems a good place to start.
Managing the expectations, and there's so many people, awesome people in PostStatus that do client work all day, every day. Yeah. I consider myself more a product person because I failed miserably at services two times. Freelance was great, but when we tried to introduce services at iThemes, I failed miserably at that because our DNA was more product focused. I think services are awesome, but when you talk about scope creep, I have all these like traumatic thoughts about how things can go wrong and you can get taken advantage of. And maybe that's an expanded fear. Like I'm over fearing that part, but I know this will resonate with a lot of people. The thing I want to tell you too, David, is that Natasha is not a developer.
Oh, good for her. I envy her.
She told me yesterday, she's like, I just knew how to, I said, what were you doing before you did website stuff? She goes, I was a management consultant.
Doesn't sound surprising.
Yeah. And I'm like, so I really want to listen to more of her. I got a little bit of her philosophies and passion on our call yesterday. And I was like, we got to book this. We got to share this. I'm really eager for people to sign up and say, okay, because it's all about delivery and expectations of, you know, of the expectations. And I think it's a great topic to have.
Yeah. And it's also, and communication was always a big deal too, in terms of just setting up front, like you said, expectations. The biggest problem I had was always getting something in writing. Like I eventually created a specifications document separate from a contract. And then it would be so anal that you would talk about the project. The project would be almost 25% just talking back and forth before you actually did something, before you executed on that list. Very, very quickly, I figured out if it's written down, it's important to keep that line of communication open that way. But that was me, and that was just me figuring it out after years. So there really wasn't anybody around that I could listen to other than maybe another freelancer that really figured it out. So I was,
I remember back in the day, this is a flash from the past. Shane Perlman from Modern Tribe and Peter Chester had a site, and I can't remember I think it was their names. And I learned so much from their site, from their blog back in the day. It was like shaneandpeter.com or something like that. And about expectations and managing things and doing projects. And there's so many people, Envato started out with Freelance Switch way back in the day. And I learned from that too. You know, on product side, you're trying to manage expectations by putting enough information out and then creating a venue, contact form, live support chat, whatever that is, if they have a question that they don't get on the sales page. But that doesn't require a ton of human to human interaction. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do your job right on the product side, people can buy and they get what they thought they were buying, you know. But in client work, it's so much different where you need a scope. You need to make sure expectations are managed. And we're going through, we're getting ready to launch our new website at thevitabars.com, my e-commerce physical product first endeavor in that whole world. I'm a minority partner in that, just helping our friend Anna, who's rocking at that. But we're going through a website redesign. It's been years since I've done that from a client side. Katie Ellenberger over at Spark Creative is incredible, by the way. But it's been really interesting going through that, and I haven't done it in a long time. So I think, again, back to this, so vital to have these type of conversations, particularly if you're charging for your work.
So we're going to have both of those events, I think, in our newsletter this week. So by the time you hear this podcast, you'll probably already have it in your inbox. So definitely, and then we'll probably summarize those conversations afterwards too, because that information is just way too valuable, especially when you get Corey involved. Corey's just so easy to talk to. That information's just going to ooze right out of her. I don't know why I picked the word ooze. So the only other thing from the news desk that was happening this week, and I won't touch too much on it because it's almost like a developing story. There was a meeting yesterday with a couple of key people in the WordPress project, Matt Mullenweg, project lead, and some others, with regarding full site editing, whether or not that's a go for WordPress 5.8. And I'm going to throw all the links in the show notes for here, because this is literally... a little post came out after that meeting, which is a go for 5.8, but there's some things that are happening differently and being pushed off past 5.8. So I'll throw the links in there and you can kind of read them in detail for anybody who's listening and interested in that. But I just wanted to bring it up a little bit here because it is something that is happening to WordPress that I feel is on the same level as, it's on the same magnitude, I think, as when Gutenberg was released. Remember when Gutenberg came out, WordCamp US 5.0 WordPress? And I still have both fond memories and like I am triggered almost in a way, the way that, because it was kind of suddenly out, right? Mm-hmm. And as a plugin developer, I remember doing work in my hotel room to making sure the last few things were tweaked before before that release went out. And I noticed how differently, like, I think the full site editing, and you don't need to know too much about it other than the fact that you are capable of editing with blocks and other parts of the website outside of pages and posts. That's kind of all you need to know at the moment. And it requires, right now, it will require a special theme. You know, you won't be able to do it to everything. I feel like that type of this phase two of Gutenberg is on the same magnitude as phase one, but they're doing it, I think, differently. And a lot of people probably agree it's probably better, a smoother transition. So if you look at the links, you'll see 5.8 is they're kind of bringing it in like under the covers. It'll be kind of like more like a beta. You need to turn it on, opt in, get the right theme going. So I think, I think this is going to be a smoother transition. So that so WordPress developers and users, I think this is going to impact them, but not like Gutenberg did for some when it first came out. So I encourage people to kind of like read up on it, but don't be overly too nervous about that and kind of focus more on the long lines of maybe helping with testing or just being aware that it's coming down the road.
I really like what you've described. And it can be something you turn on, but it seems like it's a tool for us to start testing out the full-fledged. I tell you, the concept of full-site editing is really intriguing to me now that I've started to dive into Gutenberg and use Gutenberg, the block editor, for all my sites. I really like it. I'm getting my workflow down. So, but I have some of those things of like, you can do the post or page, but then you got to find, it's almost theme specific. Okay, I want to hide the header here, or you want something different. And, you know, GeneratePress and both Cadence, GeneratePress in particular, with their elements, I think it's called, I really like it because you can create template elements and things like that. But so I'm curious to see where this full site editing goes in the beta of it.
So we're going to have what I call a mega meetup tonight. It's something that me and a few other people run. We actually have one of the people from Automattic coming in to give a entire presentation on it and how it's going to affect people's WordPress sites. Like I said, it's mostly good news, but you know, prepare people. This is not going to be a sudden shock or mess up your sites. And I'm going to have a live demo from someone else do it. So it's going to be pretty informative tonight. I'm going to digest that and share those links in the newsletter probably right after tonight. So yeah, just wanted to drop that in and looking forward to that. So it sounds like we have busy days ahead of us with your meetings. Yes, sir. And I have a 250 plus meetup to prepare for in a couple of hours. But it was nice talking with you, Corey, and I'll catch you next week.
Thanks, David, and everybody for listening in.
Thanks.